Today we're talking about herbal remedies for candida. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. Today's question comes to us from Diane via email. She says, "Hi, Melissa, can you be so kind and send me something to drink to prevent bladder or vaginal infections? I'm getting them every second month, and it's causing me severe bloating." So thank you for your question, Diane. First of all, I would like to point out two videos that we've already done for bladder infections and bloating, and I'll link to them in the show notes for you. The first one was for bladder infections, and the second one was for bloating. And today, we're going to focus on the root cause of bladder and vaginal infections. So, of course, I'm a PhD and not a medical doctor, and so it's important to work with a medical professional such as your MD, a naturopathic doctor, a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, or an Ayurvedic doctor, since this is a recurring issue. However, it could be that candida is the source of the recurring vaginal infections and the urinary tract infections that's causing the severe bloating. So since she asked for something that to drink, we're going to focus on two things that she can drink today. Vaginal and bladder infections that cause bloating when yeast in your body is out of balance. Overgrowth is known as candida. And it's really important that you avoid sugar, alcohol, honey, maple syrup, and fruit juices. So anything that creates sugar in your body. So you can take aloe vera juice, according to the label on the bottle, and it will help boost the ability of your white blood cells to kill yeast. Also, Paw Darko tea or tincture will stimulate your immune system to destroy yeast cells. And today we were going to make a tea, but I apparently have drank all my Paw Darko tea. So instead, what we're going to make is one of my favorite teas, as you can see by the amount of it that I've ordered from Mountain Rose Herbs, is horsetail tea. And horsetail tea is great for your urinary tract. It's great for urinary tract infections. I think it's also great for yeast infections too. I use it for both. So I'm going to take about a tablespoon of horsetail. Maybe it has nothing to do with a horse. Yeah, I searched through all my covers. I couldn't find any Paw Darko tea. I consumed it all. But I love horsetail. So there you go. You pour it over. You let it steep. And then you drink it. And it has, it's fantastic for many of the same reasons that Paw Darko is good as well. So if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Leave your comments and questions below. And thank you for your questions and comments.
Make your shopping trip easy this week. For Dr. Melissa's shopping list of the top 10 fruits and vegetables for juicing sent to your inbox, visit thirstythursdays.tv.